Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
Hi, I'm Drex, and we're at HIMSS 2024. It's the pre-conference, really, startup day, right? Monday, all the cybersecurity forums going on right now. I'm here with Justin and Steven from Renown, Chief Analytics Officer, Chief Technology Officer, and Chief Security Officer. It's interesting that you guys are here together at the same time. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we've got a lot of key initiatives this year that we're working on together, moving to our multi-cloud environment with AWS and Azure. So we've really been our theme and talking in the halls about me building the bucket and him putting in the water in that. So we're really making sure that we're building a sustainable infrastructure and securing it. So.
Yeah, no leaking water, no spilled water, right?
That's right.
Tell me more about the water.
Sure. So health systems and provider organizations are becoming more analytically mature, and we have to speed along that evolution of analytic maturity, especially with the adoption of artificial intelligence and machine learning. And so as we do a lot more integrations with third parties, but we're also starting to do in-house development for artificial intelligence, which is changing the course of how we conduct clinical medicine and even administrative operations. And you cannot do that without having a secure and sound cybersecurity strategy and the information technology strategy just to be able to network and use all that data at volume.
Yeah, one of the other things that we were talking about earlier was governance. Say
yes.
A few words about governance and why that's important.
Sure. So critically important, a data and analytics governance program, and then with that, a data literacy program, in order to start training both your clinical workforce and administrative workforce and what's to come down the road. We need to make sure that we can upskill them, but then also provide the requisite knowledge so that they're prepared for a world that's going to include artificial intelligence on almost a day-to-day basis within the next 3 to 5 years.
It is amazing. There's a lot of stuff that you're going to see on the floor this year.
Yeah.
Giant HIMSS. Partner vendor floor. What are you excited about maybe looking for while you're out there?
We've got a lot of meetings scheduled, so we're really looking at components and pieces that fit into that bucket. So we're big initiative on DLP this year, of course, and then how we're going to secure these different components in the cloud as we're moving into AWS and Azure. But also just looking at kind of the bad guys are using AI, as we saw. So really seeing if there's any cool new technologies. We know there'll never be a silver bullet for anything, but just seeing if there's anything that could help integrate into our multi-year strategy. We're looking at things from the network to our data warehouse to 5G to a lot of that. So really having some of those discussions to see what fits into what we're doing here tonight.
Interesting. So same question for you. You're going to the floor, you're walking around, you said it's your fifth HIMSS.
Yes.
A lot of interesting stuff out there. What are you looking for?
Sure. So I'm really going to be looking at how can we make technology in different environments talk with each other more efficiently. So as Steven mentioned, we're actually in a multi-cloud strategy. We have both AWS that runs our digital engagement and telephony applications, and then Microsoft Azure, which is our enterprise data warehouse. But then within the Azure space is where we're going to do all of our AI development with full computational power. I need to understand how all that will talk to each other and then even talk to the EHR from Epic. And so going out to the floor allows me to talk with executives and developers in each of those spaces to come up with a really clean strategy of how do provider organizations run this level of infrastructure for the health system of the future.
Got it. Hey, thanks for your time. I'm going to ask you one more question. It's the bonus round question. If you could have any fictional character as a life coach, who would it be and why?
I would probably do Batman.
Okay, why?
Being the CISO and CTO, keeping the day job wearing two hats on how you can run a business operationally and keep the bad guys out at night. So.
Oh, I love that. Batman. Mm-hmm. Justin?
For me, it's going to be Tony Stark and Iron Man. Since I'm an analytics guy and I'm also an AI developer, he created Jarvis in Iron Man, which he can talk to as an assistant that actually helps him in a day-to-day basis. That's exactly what I would like in my day-to-day.
That's what you're trying to build for yourself.
That's right.
What you're trying to build for the whole organization.
What a great life coach.
Yeah. And Secure Lou,
definitely.
Tony Stark and Batman. I love it. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, here we are from PIMS 2024, and we are set up in the Carahsoft booth, and I'm talking with Perry Welsh with Airwaves. I'm looking forward to the conversation. So tell me a little bit about Airwaves and what you guys do in healthcare. What's the problem you're solving?
Yeah, so we primarily solve for in-building connectivity, and that can mean a lot of things for us and for our clients. We're solving for cell phone coverage indoors. So we're AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile.
Oh, so you're agnostic, independent. Yeah. Bring any of the carriers together.
Yeah, the carriers of need, these are neutral host networks, cellular networks, and not every hospital has a need to enhance them. Some have a need for some carriers and not others. We solve all that on their behalf.
This was a pretty gnarly problem for us. And as anyone knows, these hospitals have sort of grown over the years in this building. And then you have these areas that have, because of imaging and other things, we build these walls in there that are signal.
They are large structures that have been added on to over the years. That signal has a difficult time penetrating just in general. And then once you're inside, it's bouncing off of other things. So a lot of noise in the network is what we call it. So our design is obviously solve for that, make sure that everybody can communicate.
So for each client, each building, it's a little different. So do you come in and map those out, but each one a little customized?
Yeah, they're all custom networks designed specifically for that venue or asset or hospital. We come in and do RF testing and show the data to the healthcare team, and then we design for that. Then the carriers approve that design, so it meets their in-building cellular needs, and then the hospital office.
So are we saying cellular? I was told to say mobile, but...
Yeah, we say cellular. It gets a little confusing. There's really large, several Wi-Fi networks within these facilities that are really important to the care that they provide and the business that they do. We try to separate and delineate and say, these are cellular networks.
It used to be a nice to have. Hey, we provide that reception within there. But now so many of the physicians need access for the various things they're doing remotely. And not only that, we now have some mission critical applications that are running across the mobile networks.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're in 84 hospitals today, and the number one reason for us to go in and solve cellular connectivity is clinician or physician satisfaction. They're starting to do more with their individual devices. Not just talk to their office, but look at files and patient files and imaging. So if it doesn't work, it's debilitating and they're unable to work at the speed they want. And so it's becoming a really big need.
How did the conversation start with you? Like when do you get the phone call from, you're probably not getting a phone call from the CIO. You're getting a phone call from somebody who's been told, you need to fix this problem.
Yeah, someone owns it, but they really don't want to own it. I'm being honest. And that's where we come in, because we actually do want to own it for them. So they call us and say, we're getting a lot of complaints. We've got some experience of this, or we have a partial system or an old in-device system. There's a lot of different variances, but we come in and assess what's going on. We do the testing. And then this is a managed service. So it's completely turnkey. We de-risk it. It's OpEx. I don't have to throw a bunch of capital at it to solve for it overnight. And we do all the work, and we actually own it. So we de-risk it for them, which makes that person a hero, because they get to find the magic solution. But these things take time. They don't happen overnight.
So. I'm more curious. I'm going to ask a question. I don't know the answer to. Do some of these health systems try to solve it themselves by attaching something here and attaching something there?
They do. For the longest time, honestly, in this space, that was the way to do it. They would put their dollars at work and they would try to solve for it and design it and build it. And someone in-house would be responsible for the health of that network. They just don't have the bandwidth today. They're outsourcing a lot, as you know, because of costs. These networks have gotten more and more difficult to kind of design and manage. Dealing with the carriers is not an easy task. So there's a lot that goes into this. So they're really looking for ways to offload it.
So if somebody's sitting out there going, we have that problem. First of all, let's give them the URL, because we're saying Airwaves and people might not know how that's spelled.
Yeah, so great question. Airwaves, A-I-R-W-A-V-Z as in Zebra Airwave Solutions based out of Charlotte.
And so how do they get into contact with you or someone from
there? They can go to our website, airwaves.com. They can look us up there. They can call us. We'll get in touch with them really quickly.
So you guys don't have a booth?
We don't. This is a really massive event.
Easy to get lost.
You can get lost in here. Your booth can get lost. There's a lot of great opportunity here. But we usually come here and meet with clients or prospective clients. I had a great dinner last night, and they were talking about how debilitating it is when physicians can't communicate.
Great solution. Appreciate it. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and, in some cases, start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, that would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible: Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.